to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In Luke chapter 3, John jolts the Jews. The word of God came to John, and John took it to the people. Repent, turn from your sin, and prepare for the Savior. This was his bare-knuckled message. John graduated from Wilderness U. He had not been schooled by the status quo, but by God himself. He spoke for God and confronted the establishment of his day. Talk about ruffling a few feathers. Try calling a delegation of your denominational leaders a brood of vipers. When you get so tied to the establishment that you're afraid to address its sins, you can be sure you're no longer for God, but against him. John not only preached judgment, but he encouraged kindness, love, and fair play. Real repentance bears fruit. It ends up being seen on the surface. If your attitude has changed, your actions will prove it. John's message cost him his life, but won for him the approval of God. Time for a little soul searching. If you had to choose between the two, what would it be? John was not the Messiah, but his forerunner. Jesus was baptized, and the Father voiced his pleasure in his Son. We don't know much about the first 30 years of Jesus' life, but we do know that in all he did, he pleased the Father. The chapter closes with the genealogy of Jesus through his mother Mary. This, along with Matthew's genealogy, establishes beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus came with the proper credentials.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.